Hey, you know the scoop. I'm here with my friend, Jonathan Wilburn. Jonathan, good to have you here on the show.
Man, Rob, it's great to be with you, and it's good to be back talking to all my friends in gospel music.
Yes, that's what we're here to talk about. Tell everybody you are returning to gospel music.
That is correct. I've always had it in my blood, you might say. But my son, Jordan, who is now 24, a lot of people may remember him back years ago. Jordan hit the scene singing with my mom and dad and I all across the nation. And he's always had an ingrained love for Southern gospel music, and I've held him back, Rob, as long as I can. But more than anything is God's placed this in my heart and in my life, and I love it. It's my passion, it's just good to have that excitement and that feeling of accomplishment again, of knowing that you're doing something for the kingdom of God.
Now, I got to ask you this. How long did you kind of mull over the idea? How long did it take you from point A to where we are now?
I came off the road in February of 08.
Uh-huh.
March the 13th of 08, I went to work at a car dealership selling cars. And a great place to work is a Christian dealership.
Oh, awesome.
The people were great. Matter of fact, my pastor introduced me to them. But it was probably about 6 months ago, 6 months to a year. Of course, my mom always telling me, call me, Jonathan, the people really are asking me about you, where you are you going to sing? And I told Mom, I said, Mom, I'm tired of you telling me about singing. Quit harping on me about it. You know, I'm just not going to do that anymore. That's another part of my life. And I could, you know, I could turn Mom away. And my wife, she was on me, Jonathan, you know your gift is to sing. And I said, well, honey, I said, you know, I can sing in the shower, you know. But God began dealing with my heart. And He began to show me that this is where I needed to be, and this is where He wanted me to be. And doors began to open, and that I couldn't shut. I had to walk through them. It's almost like God was saying, get through that door, son. I took that as long as I could, Rob. And so I finally just submitted one day. I was standing there at that dealership, nothing wrong, you know, no problem. And I just knew in my heart, it was time.
Yeah.
And so that's when I began hustling and getting back in the scene and getting my website going, getting business cards, answering emails, getting the trade magazines and things involved and making the announcement that Wilburn and Wilburn were now an official Southern Gospel group.
And how long did it take you to come up with the name Wilburn and Wilburn?
About 24 hours.
Did it really?
Actually. Yeah, I started off, I thought about doing the Wilburn Brothers, and that didn't work because he's my son.
That's true. That would have been kind of odd, but I was going to let you do it.
Yeah, it would have been odd, but, you know, he even made the statement, you know, we're brothers in Christ, you know, and I was
true.
Like, yeah. But then I just put a thing on Facebook and said, hey, you got an idea for a name, and 200 responses later, we came up with Wilburn and Wilburn.
See, I like it. I like it. It has a kind of a fresh sound. It's kind of a cool new name. But it's
an old name, Rob, too.
It's
an old name but with a new twist. And what Jordan and I want to do is we don't want to keep Southern Gospel music in a box. And Jordan is a young man that just got a lot of energy in his voice, and he's got a great sound in his voice. That I'm tickled to death. He doesn't sound anything like me, I don't think.
See, that was the next question I was going to ask. So, see, now I got to move down. Question was,
he sounds like Jordan Wilburn. That's what he sounds like.
That's
awesome. I can't describe. A cross between Michael McDonald and Jason Crabb.
Well, now that's a cool. See, now you got to buy a ticket just to go see them, just to hear the cross between Michael McDonald and Jason Crabb.
Not that I listen to Michael McDonald.
Well, of course not. We didn't. Well, then, okay. Then my other. You're just shooting down all my questions, so I'm going to have to.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm a radio hog. You know, I'm an old MC, and I can't help it.
I know you are. But this is going to be an exciting time for you. You and your son on the road, and you're working on an album right now.
Right.
You're kind of going through songs. What, since we've already started to talk about Michael McDonald, Jason Crabb kind of thing, what direction do you see this first album going? I mean, as far as musical style.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't
you know, I hate to be jump on a bandwagon, but it's hard not to. I think a lot of people can learn. You know, I've always learned, I felt like, from the best. Jackie Wilburn, Tim Riley, Glenn Payne. And they always gave me great business advice and what to watch for and things. And you know, being off the road for a while, Bill Gaither's on my TV more than Andy Griffith. and I said, golly, you know, what's Bill doing that is so magic? And you know, I figured it, I don't think I figured out his secret or anything, or I'm going to be as successful as Bill Gaither. But he has got a unique way of presenting gospel music as a whole.
Yes, he does.
In other words, not saying we stand for contemporary or this one over here stands for Southern gospel and blah blah blah. He's had the unique ability of one minute you're hearing Sandy Patty and Larnell Harris sing some incredible vocal arrangement of a song, and the next minute you got Lil Roy Lewis pulling on his suspenders, you know? And it's just crazy good. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, no wonder this is so successful, because it speaks to the heart of so many people. And my prayer is, God, you know, let Jordan have his way.
Yep.
Let me, through your grace and your power, you know, let him have beat himself. And then I'm just who I am. I can't help it. That's just, you know, I'm just three chords in a cloud of dust. But now that boy can lay down on some cool stuff, and I'm just standing there going, hey, here he is, you know. And so I guess to answer your question, it's going to be a mixture of everything, of course, with a Southern Gospel foundation.
And don't you think, though, that right now people are looking for, not only in other areas, but in their music, a kind of transparency, or hey, this is me, I'm not perfect, but
yeah.
I'm this person, and I, you know, oh, and we even talked about this a little bit off air. The thing that that really drew me to Southern gospel music was the family feel, the real feel of these people wanting to know about my life. And I think so many people are excited about you being back, and I'm one of them, because I've always been a big fan of yours. And I think it's like the family saying, hey, we're glad you're back.
Well, that's Southern gospel, man. I mean, I've always said, and this is not a cliche, our fans are not fans, they're friends.
They're friends, exactly.
We pray for each other. We hurt when each other hurts. If we have financial trouble, we help each other. If we are sick, you know, it's a family. It's an extended family. And that's ironic you bring that up, because that's our whole mission purpose, is to show the relationship between a father and a son, Wilburn and Wilburn. And to show that how that relationship reflects, there's no relationship between a father and a son, without Jesus Christ. There's not a real relationship. Yeah, you can go fishing, you can go kick a football, you can go pass, you can do this, that, and the other. But man, the unique experience of knowing Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, and being on the same, having the same mindset of serving Him, and knowing that when this life is over, you're going to live together forever.
Yeah.
And you can have an influence on somebody else's life to experience that. Golly, I don't know where you are right now, but I'm sitting in the parking lot at Walmart, and I'm about to have a spell.
We're going to have a service here pretty soon. I'm going to take an offering, because I'm a pastor's kid. We got to take an offering. You're going to preach like this. So,
well, man, you told me you had about 32,000 downloads. If everybody would just send me a dollar, I'll be happy as well.
But then you got to share with me.
Just go ahead. Just send that love in my way.
That's it for I want to ask you, because you mentioned some great people that had influence in your life, and you talked about Tim and your dad, and And when you decided, you know, to get back in this game, who did you go to and say, "Hey, listen, I'm thinking about getting back in the business again." Did you talk to anybody, or did you just say, "I'm going to do this," and then they found out and came to you after it?
My mom.
Yeah. Well, hey, moms are important, you know, people.
Let me tell you right now, you know, I've said a lot about fathers and sons, but I want to tell you one thing, and this goes to all you guys out there that think you're rough and tough and bad. There's one woman that can bring you to your knees, and that's mama.
That's it.
And my mother is, to me, is the queen of gospel music. Always will be. And but more than that, she's a godly lady who stays on her face before God in prayer. She loves her family more than she loves the breath in her body. And she would give her life for me.
Yep.
She would. I know my mother would do that. And when the Lord laid it on me, I said, "I got to call Mama and run this by her." And as soon as I told her, I heard the tears through the phone. And she began right then saying, "Well, we'll have to call so-and-so. We'll call this and we'll do this." And my mom and dad have been in full support and opened up their old date book from years gone by, and you know, we're booking dates and making records and seeing people smile and cry and enjoy the good things that God has to offer them through a song.
Well, see, and that's the most important thing. And I think that it is. It's important to have that family nucleus. And I met your mom, and I told you the story that I met your mom at the first National Quartet Convention that I went to, and she was the most open. And I still, to this day, remember talking to her for like 25 minutes, and she kept telling me how funny I was. And and I love that. Anybody that told me I was funny, of course, immediately I was then on, and we went through every joke I owned in the book, you know. But it was an amazing time. And after that, you know, I always just felt this great connection with your mom and your family. Uh-huh. And I think that it's so exciting to have you guys back. Okay, now, you said something earlier in the interview, and I want to put you on the spot here. We're going to do something that I like to do. I want you to list 5 songs that you sing in the shower. When Jonathan Wilburn is singing in the shower, what are the 5 songs that we're going to hear? And you can, hey, we know you know Michael McDonald already, so you can open up to our listeners and tell us the 5 songs that that you are going to sing in the shower.
How about if I just sing them to you?
Do it. Let's do it.
Okay, now they're not all... Do you want me to be honest, or do you want me to be spiritual?
I want you to be honest, because we don't want to hear that your favorite television show is Andy Griffith. I'm sorry, we're past that.
Okay. Well, that's all right, Mama. Well, that's all right with you. Well, that's all right, Mama. I warm up with that one.
That you warm
and
up.
And then...
How long is your shower if you warm up with that one?
Well, that's me. So, easy. Then there's one that I like that really helps me get warmed up. I don't know why. Every day I warm up vocally. I just do in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And... His name is wonderful. That one. I use that one a lot. And, well, there once was a time when in my life I was condemned to die. When he calls me, I'll fly away. Let's see. What else do I use? Gosh, I'm trying to think. I feel like I'm getting ready a lineup for a set here or something.
Well, see, you now know when you do an interview with me, you better be prepared for everything. Because we throw the kitchen sink at you.
Hey, gosh, I'm trying to think of another one that I do. Oh, I'll give me that old-time religion. The kind of religion that I'm talking about. Old-time religion, Lord, hallelujah, good enough for me. I do that one. And I'm trying to think of, there's one more. Man, I've turned 43, Rob, and I can't think of it. That's my 4 hits in the shower.
There you go. And don't talk too badly about 43. It's not a bad age. I'm not there yet, but
no,
I'm screaming towards
it. You know, it beats the alternative.
That's what my dad used to say. That's what my dad used to say. Yes, us pastors' kids, we have to, whatever. We come up with all these great statements for people. But, okay, now I want to ask you a question because you've had a great career. I mean, already. I mean, this is, it's amazing. You're only 43. Look back, though, really quick.
I've been blessed.
Tell me that one moment that you remember that just stands out. You say, okay, I did this on stage, or we were somewhere, or something happened. And it's that one moment in your career that you remember and go, man, that was awesome.
When we recorded a video called What a Time for Bill Gaither.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Indianapolis recording this. And the people who are on the camera the most, they get the special makeup, and you know, and which is understandable. And then the people who just get shots every now and then, they just get powdered and, you know, ran through pretty quick. And so I'm sitting there getting my little deal done, and I didn't know anybody else was in the, you know, in the room. And then I heard somebody say, Jonathan. And I didn't respond because, you know, Jonathan Martin was in the room. And I heard somebody say, Jonathan. And finally, the lady said, Mr. Gaither wants you. I said, Goof, what? And she said, yeah, Mr. Gaither wants you. I said, well, my goodness. So I took off my little cape and I walk over there, and he's getting his makeup and everything done. And he said, yeah, do you know that that song, Oh My Lord, that old Statesman song, What a Time? Well, I didn't know it real good, but I knew it good enough to say yes.
I knew. Even if you didn't, you'd have said yes. So,
I said, yeah, I know that one, Lord. Yeah, you know. So, you know, I got the demo of it and went up in the hotel room and tried to pound it out and woodshed it a little bit. Well, it came my time to sing it, and I stood up and forgot the words. And Bill looked right at me. He was, oh, that's not a big deal. So, do the track again. Then he did the track again, and presto, man, we just had a magic moment where the next thing I know, I'm surrounded by Hobie Lister.
Wow.
Glenn Payne, James Blackwood, and Jack Tony's there. I mean, and they're all up there singing with me. And we got the video back, and I didn't realize what a great moment it was. And I sat there, and I honest to goodness, I mean, I began to just cry that those men would honor me,
yeah,
by standing up there and kind of, you might say, pass the torch along, you know?
That's it, exactly.
And that's probably one of the greatest moments in my singing career that I can recall. And when I think of sweet moments, is the first time I looked and, oh my Lord, what a time, featuring that song and the memory that it created for me that will last forever. And that was an incredible, incredible moment in my career, as far as my career goes.
That is awesome. Hey, do you have the website up yet? Are you getting there? Or?
We should have the website up running. It should be ready in just a matter of hours.
Okay.
And you can log on to that website at jw2.com or wilburn2.com. So either one of those will get it, jw2.com or wilburn2.com.
And they'll have all the information they need for, like, booking you guys and doing all that stuff?
Absolutely. And, Rob, right now I'm in-house. When you call, you're going to get me.
Well, that's
you're
cool.
You're going to get Jonathan Wilburn.
See,
and
I did.
I'm handling all of our, yeah, I'm handling all of our bookings right now as long as I can. And, you know, if it gets to where I can't handle them, then we'll move forward. But right now I'm handling all the bookings. And it's going great. Our date book is beginning to fill up. And God's blessing and opening doors. And I'm overwhelmed. Honestly, I am overwhelmed.
Well, you are truly loved, my friend, in this industry. And that is, it's exciting to have you back. I can tell you that. Give them the website one more time.
JW2.com or Wilburn2.com. And that's the numeral two, number two.
Number two. Cool. Thank you so much for being with us.